Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? We have one, I believe. Go ahead, Jim.
Scratch resolution 2024-023, that'd be item D. We've got to make some more phone calls.
Thank you. Is that the only change?
Yes.
We have an agenda. Okay, meet with department heads, elected officials. Sarah Doty, come on, come on, Oscar.
Good morning. Spring cleanup started yesterday, so county rural cleanup through June 8th. So, get your stuff cleaned up. Other than that, nothing, just business as usual.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, doing a lot of back, you know, behind the scenes stuff upstairs, but other than that, nothing to report.
Thank you. Sheriff Kevin Glendenning.
Good morning. Had an eventful week. Saturday, the Bob Lanier Memorial side-by-side ride took place, and they raised money for all area K-9 units, all five in Des Moines County, and then Loisa County. They raised right around $12,000, there was preliminary numbers. And I think they're going to divvy that up by teams, so like $2,000 per team, which is extremely appreciated. That will go to good use of our annual costs and then building for the future, for future purchases. So the community support for the K-9 units in our area has just been instrumental in making all of this happen. So greatly appreciate that.
Might have to split that with Hank. I think it's his personal charisma.
he gets food and treats out of that, and that's where that all comes from. The exercise that we had here at the courthouse went really well, thanks to Rodney, and well, Rodney's not here, so. But thanks to Rodney, and he obviously makes all that happen as the chair of that committee, and a lot of good lessons learned, and I think we're always more prepared for the future with that. So keep building on that. And today, the Iowa Attorney General is going to be over at our office just giving some advice, direction. We're going to have area law enforcement. I think a couple people from Lisa's office are going to come over and just hear what they have to say and give us some legal updates and direction on certain kinds of cases. So looking forward to that training. The jail's at 92. And I think we're like 14 out of county, but we have a backlog of about 11 inmates that need to go to the state or the halfway house. At least three are going out tomorrow, so hopefully we can build on that. But we've kind of got a list building again, so we'll keep working on that.
You've been busy over the weekend, I know that.
Yeah, they're just always busy. We got a proactive group countywide, yeah. So.
That's good. That still bothers me, them 11 people that were holding after they've been convicted, we still have to pay the $50 a day to keep them when they are state property.
Yeah, it doesn't help our list any.
No.
The prison's been really good lately about getting them in to Oakdale, get them classified. But right now that list is at six, but three that were on the list over the buildup over the last week are going tomorrow. So they got those scheduled pretty quick, and then three more got added yesterday after court. So that's where six of them come from. And then there's five that are waiting on the halfway house. And the long term on that is looking a little bit difficult. They're telling us it could be a month or better, especially on female beds. We've waited quite a while for those. So it's out of our hands, as we discussed earlier on the taxes. It's a legislation issue, and there's no reimbursement required unless it's a parole conviction. Yep. We get reimbursed for paroles, but not if they're waiting to go to the halfway house or to prison.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin. Matt Warner, Moyne County Assessor. Did you just come down here to see I didn't throw you under the bus?
No. Just in case there's any questions. I think he did a great job explaining.
He was hiding around a corner here.
So our 2024 assessment notices went out last week. The month of April is basically a time frame to appeal your value if you feel like it's out of line, doesn't reflect market value. Until the 25th of April, you could ask for an informal review of your property from our office. We can take a look at it, see if there's anything we can do. value-wise. If not, the board review petitions are taken until April 30th of this month. So basically, the only assessments that went out for 2024, property values that changed up or down, a lot less than last year. We didn't do an across-the-board reassessment this year. Mainly properties that added something or deleted something were the properties that changed this year. So we went from sending about 17,000 letters out to about 1,600 letters. So not as many changes this year, but every April is still your time frame to appeal your value with our office. So just wanted to mention that.
Thanks, ma'am. Krista Pogam, Local Health.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. The new public health building is coming along nicely. I drove by yesterday and it has changed so much. The weather's been good to us, so good progress being made.
Won't be long before you can go in there and wave your arms around. I want that there.
Yeah. Nice. It's moving along nicely.
Thanks, Krista. Jared Glasser, Land Use.
Morning. Just keeping busy as usual. We have a subdivision that should be ready next week, minor subdivision, and then there was that standard subdivision that went to the zoning commission last month that just because of scheduling with the city of Burlington's council schedule just didn't work out right there. So that one will be probably the following week. That's a preliminary plat. So apart from that, I don't have anything else. Probably we'll have another subdivision or two here within the next month, but nothing at the moment, so that's it.
Thanks, Jared. Cheryl McFay, Budget Director. Do you have anything, or are you just in here to keep, if I screwed up?
You did great. I'm glad you came to talk. I just wanted to say, if anybody did not receive a letter for the mailing, we have received a handful of those back. So if you didn't get your letter, you're not going to get your tax bill. So, you know, contact our office if you have a change of address so we can get that updated. So we're trying to find new addresses. The assessor's office has offered to help with that. So hopefully we'll get, some new addresses on there. And our software provider decided to drop the attention line. So a lot of them are being returned that should be going to like Evident Bank or somewhere. So
Tiger Glitch.
Yes. They just took it on themselves to delete that. So
initiative.
Yeah. Next year hopefully it'll be better.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks.
Ken Hyman, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Good morning. Tomorrow will be the Mahaska monthly meetings. We're gonna hear about legislative updates on House File 2673, the Behavioral Health Bill, and then the new Senate bill, Senate File 2420. So hopefully Ryan will enlighten us, and maybe Sarah that's on the Legislative Review Committee, they can tell us what they've heard about those two bills. Nothing's gone through of those two new ones that I've heard yet. So otherwise, we've had regional planning. They'll be going over the scoring of the RFP for the Ursh home at the meetings tomorrow, so that'll be interesting. We had three excellent people who submitted to the RFP for the Ursh home, and that, you know, we have an Ursh home here in Burlington. We're probably going to get one over in Ottumwa area or somewhere on that side of the region, and so we'll hear more about that tomorrow too. So looking forward to the meetings. That's about all I've got.
Thanks again. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just business as usual. No new updates.
Thank you. Shannon Prado, Emergency Management.
So we have some new emergency response guidebooks that are coming out this year from the state. So those will be distributed to us within the coming months, but you can access that online if you ever need that. As Kevin said, we had the exercise last week, and I do think that went really well. It was nice to see everybody work together. And then, thankfully, nothing exciting is happening in the emergency management world, so I'm working on updating some plans. Every year we have to update 20% of our emergency plans, so just getting a head start on that.
Good, no news is good news.
Yes, it's a great thing in my world.
Thanks, Shannon. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Continued control chaos.
You don't ever have a week without news, or a day.
It's the same stuff, it's just the weather's warming up, so it'll get busier.
Thank you.
I know one of our cases apparently made Jimmy Kimmel, so.
Oh, no.
But that in and of itself will make life difficult for people.
Kevin's over there just a grinning because he keeps.
Pardon?
Kevin's just a grinning because he keeps pumping.
I wasn't one of his cases, so.
I'm not going to follow that up. I'll leave that to me. Thanks, Lisa. Brian Carter, Des Moines County Engineer.
Well, we didn't make Jimmy Kimmel, but the weather's warming up, so we're getting busy too. Gulf Course Road closed yesterday. Sent out some letters, sent out a press release. No matter what we do, I guarantee you we miss somebody. So I'm sure somebody got surprised last night or this morning, but should be actually working on site today. Yesterday, just got the road closed and moved some equipment in the evening. So I would think that maybe start doing pavement removals today. So that's off and going. It's good timing for it, to be honest with you. The ARPA bridges have not started. Even the farmers aren't really in the field yet, full scale. So it's good time to get it going and head towards finishing that up. So I figure about 5 weeks, give or take. Weather will be a big factor in that. So.
Okay, the important part, can you still get into the golf course?
You just go a different direction.
Well, really
yeah, the golf course is wide open, just
don't
go that way.
Good point.
You don't have time to go golf.
I'd recommend Irish Ridge if you want to go to the golf course at the moment. So, a couple weeks ago, it's been longer than that, I mentioned that the railroad was looking at closing the crossings on Spring Lake Road and Sullivan Slough Road south of Burlington. I reached out to them and mentioned that those were both dead-end roads with no other access. And they went back to the drawing board. To their credit, they didn't have to. Now they're talking about closures again. I got a follow-up on this, so I'll hopefully give you an update next week. They were gonna look at trying to do it with their own crew so that they could put a little, like a kind of a little one-lane gravel runaround in so that traffic could get around while they were doing the crossing because they have to do the crossing all at once. So I'm going to follow up on that, but this is a heads up. We just received an email this morning that they're looking at that on the 18th and 19th of April. So I'll do some more information, possibly even send some letters to the residents on the other side of that so they can anticipate it. But that's coming back along. I'm assuming they're following through with what they had talked about, but I have to check on that. We just got the email this morning, so I'll see what more I could find. It's about a week and a half out or 10 days out or something like that, so we'll chase that a little bit more. And that's a railroad project. We're just trying to make sure people are aware of the situation. So, and then they poured the caps on the little bridge and the bottoms there on that dead end road, dead end 160th. So, that's the end. Once they strip their forms, probably Friday, that'll be the end of the work for that contractor. And it'll all pretty much just sit there until our crew has more time. So. Plenty of stuff going on, but that's what's going on. I think I told you last week I met with the Danville City Council. I have not heard back from them, but I think they'll be a part of our asphalt job if I had to guess. That just depends on if they want to spend the money or not. So beyond that, plenty of stuff going on.
Brian, you talked about the railroad. Last week they had 145th off north of the tracks or of the highway and they had Jimtown both closed off.
I see they must be heading into Danville and some others too. We haven't had any communication on any of those projects. So I see that they're doing work there, but we're not aware of anything.
And they still got Jimtown closed off as of this morning.
Okay.
I came back this morning and I sat there and the guy seen me coming and he dropped his damn arms on 145th where I cut across. I sat there for 10 minutes with a school bus full of kids waiting on them to do it. So I started honking my horn and just like they honk their horn when they cross. I wanted to cross, honk them a horn. I had two vehicles behind me.
I want to see you try to, it's not legal, I know. I want to see you try to weave through those with a bus.
I'd never do that, but I just about, if I had a tire thumper, I might have grabbed it and went over and talked to the guy.
You can get to the local level, our railroad folks are really good to work with, but when you get to a much higher level, they live in their own world, and...
Boy, they sure do.
So I will say this, I've reached out to what I'd call the local guys, and particularly on these two things, but even on that kind of stuff, and they're really good to communicate with. But I didn't even receive notification about those that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sometimes the random nature of the railroad. So. But
enough said.
Enough said. Mad bus drivers in the railroad.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep, thank you.
Did either of you have any correspondence?
I have. No, I got Rodney on here. I don't know if he has anything to kind of input. Or...
Sorry, Rodney. I didn't. Rodney Bleasner, Mantis.
That's all right. Can you guys hear me?
We can.
I just got a couple things. First off, as they've already touched on before, we had our active threat exercise last week. First off, I want to thank the board for allowing us to shut the courthouse down to do that exercise. Also, Shannon kind of took point on that for me. I really appreciate that. Kind of got all the entities and everybody together and run the meeting, so I really appreciate her help. Also, Angie Vaughn with Joint Safety, Kevin and his staff there at the Sheriff's Office, the Burlington Police Department, Burlington Fire and Ambulance, West Burlington Police Department, and DESCOM. So it's... kind of seems like a short little exercise, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes with a bunch of entities to put that exercise on. So we really appreciate everybody's help in doing that. Not only helps all the county employees and state employees there at the courthouse, but also all those entities that responds to those events. That's good training exercise for them. Got some good stuff out of it, and as always when you do an exercise, you find things you got to work on. So we'll be doing that. We have another meeting coming up this week to kind of debrief and go over what those things were. So just want to thank all them. The other thing I have is the Tiger Grant project. I believe they're going to be finishing up the last pour on the south corner lot there at the courthouse. That should be the last of it, so they should be up and out of there by the end of the week, is what they're telling me. So hopefully that's all done and we can get back to somewhat of a normal area down there again. Other than that, just keeping busy as usual. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. Okay, did you have any correspondence?
I did.
Okay, proceed to discussion and vote. We have a resolution 2024-21 set the time and date for the fiscal 25 budget hearing. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing of the fiscal 25 budget estimate for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. I would entertain a motion to approve that resolution.
Move to approve resolution
2024-2021. Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Public hearing on proposal to enter into a general purpose loan agreement. I would entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
Or motion to open a public hearing.
Sorry.
Sarah.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. I will read this into the record or anybody wants to make any comments. Again, I don't know if there's anybody here, but anybody that would like to email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com, that's board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4, with any questions or comments on the proposal I'm about to read, or the resolution I'm about to read. Whereas the board proposed to enter into a loan agreement, the loan agreement in a principal amount not to exceed $3,570,000 pursuant to the provisions of sections 331.402, 331.441, and 331.442 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of A, undertaking information technology improvements for county buildings, $343,375, B, undertaking maintenance and repairs for county buildings, $150,000, C, acquiring peace officers, communications equipment, $73,000, acquiring insurance for county operations, $2,600,000, E, acquiring election system equipment, $100,000, F, acquiring and installing emergency communication systems equipment, $282,000, and G, equipping the county attorney's office facilities, $20,000. And pursuant to law and duly published notice of the proposed action, has held a hearing thereon on April 9, 2024. And whereas the county intends to issue general obligation county purpose notes series 2024 in evidence of its obligations thereunder in the future, and anticipates the principal and or interest will come due on the notes before July 1st, 2025. And whereas it is now necessary to make provision for the levy of a debt service property tax in the 2024-2025 fiscal year for the payment of such anticipated principal and interest. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa, as follows. Section 1. The Board hereby determines to enter into the loan agreement in the future and orders the notes be issued at such times in evidence thereof. The Board further declares that this resolution constitutes the additional action required by Section 384.24A of the Code of Iowa. Section 2. For the purpose of providing the levy and collection of a direct annual tax sufficient to pay the principal of and interest on the notes as the same became due, there is hereby ordered and levied on all taxable property in the county the following direct annual tax. For collection in the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2024, sufficient to produce the maximum net annual sum of $3,554,832. Provided, however, that at the time the notes are issued, the actual tax levy amounts required to pay the principal of and interest on the notes in each year shall be determined based upon the interest rate or rates at which the notes are issued. And this resolution shall be supplemented by a resolution of the Board of Supervisors to provide for such actual and necessary tax levy amounts. Section 3. A certified copy of this resolution shall be filed with the county auditor, and the county auditor is hereby instructed to enter for collection and assess the tax hereby authorized. When annually entering such taxes for collection, the county auditor shall include the same as part of the tax levy for debt service fund purposes of the county. And when collected, the proceeds of the taxes shall be converted into the debt service fund of the county and set aside therein as a special account to be used solely and only for the payment of the principal of and interest on the notes hereby authorized and for no other purposes whatsoever. Section 4. All resolutions or parts thereof in conflict herewith are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Section 5. This resolution shall be in full force and effect immediately upon its adoption and approval as provided by law. So, is there any public comments regarding that resolution? Have you received any written or email?
I have not received anything in the auditor's office.
Seeing no comment, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Close the public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. What? yeah, you're right. So now we've closed the public hearing. I got the cart ahead of the horse, front of all the horses. Okay. Now it's time to entertain a motion to approve the resolution for the general obligation notes.
I move to approve resolution 2024-022.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Did you say 22?
22. It was resolution
2024-22.
23 was when we took off.
Yeah.
Been a long morning.
For you.
Okay. We have reports. We have the recorder's report of fees collected for March 2024. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review at your convenience. For the regular meeting of April 2nd, 2024.
Move to approve the minutes for April 2nd, 2024.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Is there any other business?
And I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Colin and I attended the Zoom meeting with the Southeast Iowa Crime Commission and the juvenile detention. It pertains to security purposes on IT over in the Fairfield Crime Commission office and also down to the juvenile detention office. And we're asking for $1,000 per entity, which are 13 of us, 13 counties involved, to do this IT. And they would like to have a 2080 agreement. And I think we need to talk to Lisa about that, to find, write a 2080 agreement for that, for the IT, for our IT department. So that's something I think, Colin, you're gonna address with Lisa maybe down the line. Whipped that right on you, didn't we, Lisa?
I'm sorry, I was checking emails.
So, anyway, it's something that needs to be done, so I think you gentlemen are on board with it, I think, and that will be for fiscal year 2025.
Lisa's office says it's okay. Have a committee report sheet?
No, I don't.
I attended the county safety committee, and like everybody's mentioned, the active shooter drill we had Friday. I thank everybody, Shannon, Angie, law enforcement, first responders, the CERT team, and maintenance. It was one thing I thought, you know, I noticed better is in the past when we've had those, it'd say it's going to be at 2:00. So at 2:01, the shots would ring out. But everybody just sort of sat down, was there. It took maybe 30 minutes or so, somewhere in the vicinity of 30 minutes. So, you know, sort of like got involved in what I was doing. And you're still expecting it. But anyway, I thought that was good. So you give everybody a chance just to settle down. Then it's 2:00 and start heading for the hills.
I think one of the positive things was it gave people time to think in a situation, how they would react, how they would respond. On the downside is it gave them time to put some of that those into motion, even though no incident had started yet. So when we were going around and checking doors, when Rodney and I were checking offices, just making sure everything was safe, everybody's prepared, there's already some barricading that was taking place. The exercise had not started yet, so we had to talk through doors to make sure everybody was aware that we were about to start. So.
The board solved that problem a number of years ago. We always used the newest board member as a human shield.
So I got that going for me,
which is nice.
Okay. Public input. If anybody from the public has any comments, we'll give you one more chance for questions. You can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. And we will give you a couple minutes to initiate that call or email. I don't think you can text that. Okay. Anybody here have any comments?
No comment, but I do want to say thank you for coming down. Appreciate it. I always like to see people get involved in when they have questions to follow through with it. Sometimes they just get frustrated and, you know, complain. But yeah, thanks for coming down. I hope you got everything that you did. If you didn't, she will make sure that you get everything that you need.
Thank you, Jim. And an aside, Tracy, I think you're a great reporter, but this is where Bob would throw in a couple of smart aleck comments.
Yeah.
So no pressure, but go ahead, Tracy. We don't have to put the pressure on you.
He was probably nicer than I am.
Depends on kind of a mood.
I'm not being mean, so we'll just have a good afternoon.
Still got part of Bob with us, so maybe you ought to take that down to the office.
To you guys, or maybe let's leave it here for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And we'll take it there.
What's that blue thing?
Did that come
beverage.
Back from...
That's mine. Yeah, he brought that back for me. I just figured that's not going to bother anybody. I'm going to let it sit there for a while.
Is that alcoholic?
No, it's not alcoholic, but you can put booze in it, I believe.
It's like it says Route 66 on it.
Yeah, it's like a different kind of soda.
We have a few artifacts from his recent Florida trip in our office as well. I have a bottled gecko in my desk, so.
You guys had to travel with an extra suitcase. Bring stuff back.
Yep, he always brought Tom back beaver buddies.
We have our coconuts back here. He brought me one of those when he came back a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And our honey pot's still there. I don't think.
That honey pot.
Who brought that? Was that up?
Cahill
brought that.
Cahill gave that to
us. We have honey.
It's a honey pot. Here's,
you guys aren't we're around Bob Cahill.
Dan
Cahill sat on this board. So anyway, well, he was here when I came. Anyway, and so when he first got elected, and I will never forget, you know, he'd said, let's open this county honey pot. He thought there was a honey pot of money here.
Oh.
But he was disappointed. Okay, 2 minutes is up. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.